那是我知道的所有的中文。
I am honored to be here on behalf of Christian Aid Mission.
啊，今天我很荣幸在这里，我代表Christian Aid Church 来 Christian Aid 基督徒护援会来到这里。
And it's my honor to serve with Sister Dorothy Sun, the persecuted and impoverished church overseas.
啊，我非常荣幸能够来到这里，我来帮助啊长爱心姊妹。
Christian Aid Mission began over 60 years ago.
基督徒护援会是60年前开始的。
A man named Robert Finley, who was a friend of Billy Graham.
有一个人叫 Robert Finley, 他是 Billy Graham 的朋友。
He felt the call of God to go from America to China.
他感到神的呼召从美国来到中国。
But the communists kicked him out.
当时共产党把他踢了出去。
They wanted no Westerners to be sharing the gospel in China.
他们不希望有西方人在中国分享福音。
So he went to Korea.
所以他就来到了朝鲜。
And the government kicked him out.
那儿的政府也把他踢出去了。
So he went to India.
后来他去了印度。
And India would not allow him in.
印度干脆不让他进去。
Because he would not promise to not share the gospel.
因为他不能保证他不传扬神的福音。
So he came back to America.
所以他回到美国。
And he said, we must have God, he said, God must have a way to get the gospel into these areas that are closed.
他说神一定有办法把他的福音传到这些地区。
And he found that God was doing a work in the countries already.
他发现神已经在这个国家动工了。
In fact, many of you probably already know.
实际上你们很多人可能已经知道。
That the church in China grew incredibly under persecution.
在中国教会在压迫之下有非常迅速的成长。
In fact, last year, a London newspaper published a story.
去年伦敦的一家报纸它发表了一个故事。
The newspaper is the Telegraph of London.
这个报纸是伦敦电报。伦敦邮报。
A London newspaper said this about China.
这一家伦敦的报纸它是这样说的。
The paper said China will become a Christian nation in 15 years.
它说中国在15年之内就会成为一个基督教国家。
There will be more Christians in China than there are in America.
将会有比美国更多的基督徒在中国。
Hallelujah.
感谢神。
And this is happening all over the world.
这样的事情在全世界我们都能看见。
It is happening in areas that are closed to the gospel.
在那些对神的福音被封闭的地方，我们依然看见这些神迹。
And it is all by God's grace.
都是神的恩典。
So before I begin, let us pray.
在我开始以前，我们来做一个祷告。
Father God, you are wonderful and gracious.
我们的主，我们父神，你是蛮有恩典的。
We thank you this morning for your Son Jesus Christ.
今天早晨我们来到这里，我们谢谢你，谢谢你的爱子主耶稣基督。
And we thank you for your Word, the Bible, which gives us light and life.
我们谢谢你借着圣经给我们的话语，它给了我们的生命，给了我们的光。
And I pray your Holy Spirit would minister to us this morning.
今天早晨我们祷告，你的圣灵和我们同在。
May the words of my mouth,
让我出口的话语
and the thoughts of my heart,
让我心里所想的
be acceptable in your sight,
在你的面前蒙悦纳。
Our God and our Savior.
我们的神，我们的救主。
Amen.
Amen.
What we have just done,
我们所做的,
would be considered an act of treason in many countries.
在有很多国家会被认为是叛国罪。
This very day, there are people who are suffering because they worship Jesus.
甚至到如今，还有人在为我们的主耶稣而受压迫。
And we live in a blessed country.
我们是生活在一个受神祝福的国家。
We are allowed to worship freely. We are allowed to worship freely and without intrusion.
我们可以自由地来敬拜我们的神，不受任何的干扰。
So far,
到目前为止，
that may change.
或许这会变，有变化。
In fact, Sister Dorothy has told me it is changing.
实际上，我们长爱心姊妹告诉我们，我们已经看到有变化了。
But we should not be surprised.
但是我们不应该惊奇。
Because Jesus has told us this would happen.
因为主耶稣已经告诉我们这一定会发生。
In our passage of scripture this morning,
在今天早上我们读的这段经文里面，
let's remember who is talking and where they are talking.
让我们来看谁在说话，他们在说什么。
Jesus is talking to his followers the week before the cross.
主耶稣在对他的跟从者，在他上十字架之前的一个星期，和他们有这样一段谈话。
That is after the triumphal entry, after Jesus has come into Jerusalem.
是在主耶稣进入耶路撒冷之后。
And he is in the temple.
他在圣殿里。
This is the holy ground of Israel.
这是以色列最神圣的地方。
This is what they have always known as their place of worship.
这是他们一直所知道的，他们敬拜神的地方。
And as they are leaving, Jesus says it will be destroyed.
在他们离开的时候，耶稣说，这一切都会被毁灭。
The disciples were confused.
当时他的门徒都迷惑了。
They could not imagine life apart from the temple and apart from Jerusalem.
他们不能想象没有这个圣殿，没有这个圣城耶路撒冷，他们的生活会怎么样。
Everything that they held dear, that they counted precious, was going to be destroyed.
一切他们所紧紧抓住的，他们认为最宝贵的，都会被毁灭。
It's as if someone had come into the forbidden city in China and said it will be destroyed.
就好像有人来到中国说你们的紫禁城要会被毁灭。
Can you imagine 20 years ago if someone said this?
如果你们想象20年前有人这样说。
Those two trade towers in New York, they will be destroyed from outsiders.
如果有20年前有人这样说，在纽约的世贸大厦、双子塔会被毁灭。
And most of us would have laughed.
我们大概所有的人都会哈哈大笑。
So Jesus is telling his followers, everything you hold precious is going to be destroyed.
所以在这里，主耶稣告诉他的门徒说，你们一切你们所认为所紧紧抓住的最宝贵的。都会被毁灭。
Now, did you notice their question?
你们注意到他的问题没有？
Their question you will find in verse 2.
这个问题你们会在第二节看到。
They ask this.
他们问了这样一句话。
When will these things be?
请告诉我们什么时候会有这些事呢？
Verse 3, I'm sorry.
这是第三节。
When will these things be?
请告诉我，什么时候会有这些事呢？
They didn't ask how.
他们没有问怎样发生这样的事情。
They didn't ask who.
他们也没有问谁会有这样子。
They didn't ask what.
他没有，也没有问怎样发生。
They asked when.
他们问的是什么时候。
And Jesus answers them.
主耶稣回答他们。
In fact, he tells us things we see happening before our eyes today.
他回答他们的事情正是我们现在眼前所看到的。
He first of all begins in verse 4.
首先从第四节。
By saying, see no one lead you astray.
他主耶稣这样说，你们要小心，不要被人迷惑。
And in verse 6, he says, wars and rumors of wars.
在第六节，主耶稣说，你们要听见战争，也听见战争的风声。
But then he says, the end is not yet.
但是，不过结局还没有到。
In verse 7, nation will rise against nation.
一个民族要起来攻打另一个民族。
Famines and earthquakes in various places.
到处都有饥荒和地震。
Does this not sound like the evening news?
这是不是就像我们晚间新闻所看到的一切呢？
And he still says in verse 8, all these are just the beginning.
在第八节，主耶稣进一步说，这一切不过是痛苦的开始。
And he goes on to say, you will be hated and you will be betrayed by each other.
他继续说，那时人要把你们送去受苦，也要杀害你们。
This is the language of severe judgment.
这就是一个审判的话语。
He is declaring judgment on Israel.
他在这里宣告了对以色列的审判。
But even within God's judgment, there is grace.
即使是在神他对他的审判当中，仍然有恩典。
Even when he is severely punishing, there is always room for kindness and mercy.
尽管在严厉的惩罚当中，仍然我们有看见有神的恩典。
In verse 13, it says, the one who endures until the end will be saved.
在十三节，我们看到，唯有坚忍到底的必然得救。
Now let's be clear.
让我们清楚这一点。
You are not saved because you endure.
你不是因为坚忍到底才得救。
But we do know the ones that are saved because they endure.
但是我们确实知道那些被拯救的确实他们是坚忍到底的。
Do you see the difference?
你们看到这些不同没有？
It is not by my works of righteousness which I am saved.
不是因为我所做的所行的正义的工作我才得救。
But it's by God's mercy and his grace through Jesus Christ that I am saved.
而是因着神的恩典我们才得救。
I bring nothing to my salvation except my sin.
我的救恩我完全是凭恩典得到的，我没有做任何事情。
So there is grace and hope even within judgment for God's people.
甚至在审判当中我们仍然有希望，我们仍然有恩典。
And that encourages me.
这对我是一个很大的鼓励。
Does it encourage you?
对你们有鼓励吗？
Even in dark, dark times, God is there for his people.
甚至在最黑暗的时候，神一直是与那些人同在的。
Which is why I always appreciate listening to Sister Dorothy.
这就是我为什么我一直非常喜欢听长爱心姊妹她的话语。
But let's talk about verse 14 in Matthew 24.
我们看第十四节。
I'll read it. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，向万民做见证，然后结局才来到。
Note first of all, and this gospel of the kingdom.
首先，这个天国的福音。
There is one gospel.
只有一个福音。
And this gospel has a king.
这个福音有一个王。
And his name is Jesus.
他的名字就是耶稣。
Now, what does it mean to have a gospel of the kingdom?
那么说福音的天国的福音是什么意思呢？
That means Jesus is the boss.
他说的是耶稣他是王。
He calls the shots.
他掌管一切。
I'm testing him. Jesus is in charge.
耶稣掌管一切。
Not me.
不是我。
Not Satan.
不是撒旦。
Not the government.
不是政府。
Jesus is in charge of all of these things.
主耶稣他掌管着一切。
This is the gospel of the kingdom.
这就是天国的福音。
And this is the only gospel there is.
这也是唯一的福音。
There is not two gospels.
没有两个福音。
There is not an American gospel and a Chinese gospel.
没有一个美国的福音或者和一个中国的福音。
There is not a Roman Catholic gospel and a Baptist gospel.
没有天主教的福音和洗礼浸信会的福音。
There is not a Presbyterian gospel or a Charismatic gospel.
长老会和福音会的没有长老会和福音会的福音。
There is only one gospel.
只有一个福音。
And this is the gospel of the kingdom which Jesus speaks about here.
这就是天国的福音，我们主耶稣在这里所说的。
In fact, the Bible says if anyone else preach another gospel.
实际上在圣经上告诉我们，如果有人传另外一套福音，
even an angel from heaven,
甚至天上的天使，
the Bible says let them be cursed.
圣经上说让他们受诅咒。
says it twice,
说了两遍。
so there's only one gospel.
所以只有一个福音。
There's only one name under heaven by which we must be saved.
天下只有一个名，我们靠着他得救。
And this gospel has a king, and his name is Jesus.
这个福音他有一个王，他的名字就是耶稣。
Now look what also it says in verse 14.
在这里我们看到在14节他另外说了什么。
This gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed.
这天国的福音要传遍天下。
Not maybe,
不是或许。
Not hopefully,
不是希望如此。
But certainly,
而是非常肯定的。
This is because the king has spoken it.
这是因为福音的王他已经说了。
And when King Jesus speaks, it happens.
当耶稣我们的王他这样说的时候，事情就一定会发生。
Nothing will stop this gospel from being proclaimed.
没有任何事情能够阻挡这天国的福音来传遍天下。
Jesus says later in Matthew,
在马太福音里面，后面耶稣继续说，
All authority in heaven and on earth is given to me.
所有天上地上的权柄都给了我。
And he also says in Matthew,
他也说了这样说，
I will build my church.
我要建立我的教会。
And the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
地狱的门不能够胜过它。
This gospel of the kingdom is unstoppable.
这天国的福音是阻挡不了的。
It is spreading across the earth like fire.
他们在地上像火一样传播。
We have reports from the Middle East among the refugees.
我们听到这样的故事在中东，在那些难民当中。
These are people that have been forced from their homes by ISIS.
有一些人他们被ISIS赶离他们的家园。
They have left everything behind and are fleeing for their lives.
他们丢下了一切来逃命。
And they are making tent cities in northern Iraq and the Middle East.
他们穿过中东和伊拉克十座城市。
And the church is there to meet them.
教会在那里帮助他们。
They are, and these are mostly Muslim people the church is ministering to.
这些大部分都是穆斯林的信徒。
These Muslims have never met a Christian.
这些穆斯林信徒他们从来没有遇见过基督徒。
They've never read the Bible.
他们从来没有读过圣经。
So they finally meet a Christian and they ask one question.
他们最后终于见到了一个基督徒，他们问了这样一个问题。
They ask, "Can you tell me more about this Jesus?"
他们问，你能够告诉我更多的关于耶稣的事情吗？
And the church in Iraq is giving them Bibles.
在伊拉克的教会给了他们更多的圣经。
And they're teaching them about Jesus from the Bible.
他们因着按照圣经的教导来给他们这样的教导。
And we are seeing Muslim families come to faith in Christ in the Middle East because of ISIS.
我们看到正是因为 ISIS 他们所行的，有很多穆斯林的家庭他们得到了看到了基督的福音。
This gospel is unstoppable.
这个福音是阻挡不了的。
Now notice what else it says.
在这里我们看到还有什么他说的。
This gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed in all the world.
在这里他说这天国的福音要传遍天下。
This is not a gospel that we are to keep.
这不是一个福音我们把它抓住就好了。
This is not a gospel we hide in the ground.
这也不是一个我们把它藏在地下的福音。
This is a gospel that is designed to be shared.
这是一个要和其他人分享的福音。
And if we do not share this gospel, people have no hope.
如果我们不分享这样的福音，其他的人他们就没有希望。
When someone asks me, what is happening in America?
所以有人问我，美国正在发生什么样的事情？
I think the answer is very simple.
我说答案非常简单。
Christians are not sharing the gospel.
因为基督徒没有分享他们的福音。
We're being afraid to open our mouths.
因为我们害怕我们一张口。
We're being shamed into silence.
我们就会羞愧。我们无言可语。
Brothers and sisters, this should not be.
弟兄姊妹们，不应该是这样的。
We have a story of a man that died and rose again.
我们的福音，我们有这样一个人，他死后又重新复活。
It is an amazing story.
这是一个非常美好的故事。
And many Americans have not even heard it.
很多美国人也不知道这个故事。
So this is a gospel that will be shared throughout the entire world.
这个福音要在全世界传扬。
People say, well, they talk about unreached people groups with the gospel.
人们在说有一些人群从来没有被福音没有听到过福音。
And missionaries do not consider America an unreached people group.
传道士一般不会认为美国人是听不到福音的。
Do you know why America is not an unreached group?
你们知道为什么他们不会认为美国人是一个听不到福音的人群？
Because I am here.
因为我在这儿。
And you are here.
你在这儿。
Are we doing our jobs?
我们有没有做我们当做的？
Are we sharing the gospel with our friends?
我们有没有向我们的朋友分享
with our families?
和我们的朋友分享我们的福音
with our coworkers?
和我们的同事分享我们的福音
with our fellow students?
和我们的学生分享我们的学
Are we ashamed?
我们有没有羞愧？
Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
保罗说，我不因福音而羞耻。
For it is the power of God unto salvation.
因着神的能力和他的救恩。
For everyone that believes.
一切信他的。
The Jew or the Greek.
犹太人或者是希利尼人。
the Chinese or the Norwegian.
中国人或者是挪威人。
Anyone who believes, all people can have access to this gospel.
一切信他的都有接受福音的途径。
So let's review.
让我们来复习一下。
This gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed.
这天国的福音要传遍天下。
In all the world,
在一切到地极。
As a testimony.
作为神的见证。
What is a testimony?
什么是见证？
A story, yes?
是一个故事。
Do you have a story?
你们有没有一个故事呢？
Can you tell someone how Jesus has changed your life?
你们有没有告诉别人耶稣他是怎么改变你的生活？
Not that you grew up in a Christian family.
不是你如果从小在基督家庭里面长大。
That's a wonderful blessing.
那是一个很好的祝福。
But your parents' faith is not your faith.
我说的是你的父母的信仰，他和不是你现在所信的。
You must accept it for yourself.
你必须自己来接受这个福音。
And you should have a story of how that happened.
你一定会有一个故事。
Or how that is happening.
是怎样发生的。
That is your testimony.
那个就是你的见证。
But the Greek word testimony means something a little different than a story.
在希腊语里面，见证它有一点有另外的意思。
The word testimony in Greek is martyr.
在希腊语里面，见证这个词，它在希腊语里面发作 martyr.
A martyr is someone who's.
Oh.
A martyr is someone who sacrifices.
Martyr 是他是殉道人。
And this gospel will be advanced by sacrifice.
因着人的所做的殉道牺牲，我们的福音被传扬。
Jesus says in Matthew verses 9 and 10 24 verses 9 and 10，
在马太福音第九节和第十节里面，24章9节到10节，
They will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake.
那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们又要为我的名被万民恨恶。
This is the price people are paying today for their faith.
这是有人现在他们为他们的信仰所付的代价。
Let me tell you about Tiang, a man named Tiang.
我来告诉你们，有这样一个人，他的名字叫
Tiang.
Tiang.
Yes. Tiang lives in Laos.
Tiang 他在老挝，他住在老挝。
Laos is a communist country.
老挝是一个共产党。
It is closed to the gospel.
是对神的福音是关闭的国家。
To do anything Christian, you require governmental permission. In Laos.
从事一切和福音相关的工作，你都需要政府的特许。
Tiang was part of a leadership from his church.
Tiang 他是他们当地教会的一个领袖。
And they visited a widow in her home.
他们去访问一个寡妇。
And this widow asked them to pray for her.
这个寡妇要求要他们为她祷告。
They were arrested.
他们被逮捕了。
They were put in jail.
他们被关在监狱里。
And stayed there for 6 months.
他们被关了六个月。
Tiang did not have medicine he needed to stay well.
Tiang 他没有得到他所需要的医药。
The prison officials refused to give him his medicine.
掌管监狱的拒绝给他们一切的医疗设施。
They were finally released about 2 months ago.
在两个月前，他们最终被释放了。
And last week, we got word that Tian died.
上个礼拜我们听说 Tian 已经去世了。
This is the price that people are paying to share their faith across the seas.
这就是人们现在他们付出的代价，为分享他们的福音。
And this has not stopped the Christians in Laos.
但是这并没有阻挡在老挝的基督徒。
In fact, in that area, they planted two new churches.
实际上，他们又建了两个新的教会在那里。
This gospel is being advanced by sacrifice.
这天国的福音因着压迫而被传播。
God has ordained suffering as the price of accomplishing the Great Commission.
神借着这样的压迫，他来成就他的福音。
What sacrifice am I making for the Great Commission?
那么我们在这样这当中，我们做了什么牺牲？
What sacrifice are you making for the Great Commission?
那你们做了什么牺牲？
Note what else it says in verse 14 of Matthew 24.
在24章14节里面，我们看到还有这样的话。
This gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed in all nations as a witness to all nations.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证。
Again, this gospel transcends cultures, transcends borders. Goes across.
再一次，这个福音它穿越文化，穿越国界。
And then it says, and then the end shall come.
然后末期才来到。
So this gospel is unstoppable.
这个福音是阻挡不了的。
This gospel will be proclaimed.
这个福音一定会传遍天下。
This gospel goes to everyone.
它这个福音要传给一切的人。
This gospel is advanced by sacrifice.
这个福音借着牺牲而被传遍天下。
And finally, this gospel will have an end.
最后，这个福音会有一个末期。
There will be a time when we will not be able to preach the gospel.
有这样的时间会到来，我们没有办法再继续传扬这样的福音。
When Jesus returns to earth,
当主耶稣回到地上的时候，
and makes all things new,
他重新建造一切新的，
and he rights the wrongs,
他审判这一切，
and he makes things as they should be,
他让一切都成为他们所应当成为的样子，
we will not be preaching the gospel,
我们就不需要再传扬这个福音了。
Did you know the only thing you cannot do in heaven that you can do on earth is share the gospel with someone who doesn't believe.
你知道吗？有这样，我们在天国所不能做，我们只能在地上做的一件事情，就是传扬福音。
Will we pray in heaven?
我们在天上会祷告吗？
Yes. Will we sing in heaven?
我们在天上会唱歌吗？
Will we have fellowship in heaven?
我们在天上会有团契吗？
The only thing we cannot do in heaven that we can do now is share the gospel.
唯有这样一件事情我们在天上不可以做，而只能在地上做的事情，就是分享我们的福音。
And then the end will come.
然后末期才会来到。
I want to challenge you today.
我在今天要给你们一个挑战。
From the words of Jesus.
From 耶稣的话。
First of all, don't be afraid.
第一，不要惧怕。
He says these things will happen.
这些事情会发生。
But do not be afraid.
但是不要害怕。
Jesus says, I have overcome the world.
因为我已经战胜了世界。
So first of all, don't be afraid.
不要惧怕，第一。
Second of all, be prepared.
第二，要准备好。
We are to have an answer for those who ask about the hope we have.
对于那些向我们问有关于希望的问题的，我们要有准备好一个答案。
So first of all, be prepared, or be, don't be afraid. Second of all, be prepared. And third of all, Be ready, because he will come.
所以第一，不要害怕；第二，准备好；第三，做好准备，他一定会来。
We want to reach people who have never heard the gospel.
我们盼着你们能够把从来没有听过福音的人分享给他们。
So what part are you doing, and what part am I doing to make sure those who have not heard do hear?
你们做你们当做的，我做我们当做的，我做我当做的，来把我们这样的福音分享出去。
I'm going to close by reading a quote from Pastor John Piper.
最后我要做以结束以 John Piper 他的一段话来作为今天的结束。
He says this.
他这样说。
We have discovered that God's purpose is to be known and praised and enjoyed.
我们发现我们看到神他的目的是要让他的名 被赞扬，为让他能够让我们得到我们喜乐。
This is an absolutely certain promise.
这是一个肯定的应许。
Jesus said it will be preached in the whole world.
耶稣说这个福音要传遍天下。
From this, we saw as a church, if we are disobedient.
从这里我们看到，作为教会，如果我们不听从，
the cause of God will not stop.
神他所要成就的不会停止。
But we will lose.
但是我们就会失去这一切。
We will lose in the cause of world missions.
我们就会在神他的他所要成就的事当中失去我们应有的份。
God's triumph is never in question.
神的得胜是从来不需要质疑的。
What is in question is our participation in it.
我们所要问的是我们在这其中我们的份在哪里。
And we will suffer loss.
我们会有损失。
Are we so concerned with today's things that we forget about the gospel?
当我们为今天的事情忧愁过多忧愁的时候，我们就会忘记神的福音的工作。
If we are, God will simply pass over us.
如果我们为今天的事情忧愁过多，神他就会越过我们。
And he will do his great work while we shrivel up in our little land of comfort.
神依然会成就他的伟大的事工。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you again.
我们天上的父，我们谢谢你。
For your gracious kindness towards us.
我们谢谢你的一切的恩典。
Your mercies are new every morning.
你的恩典每一天都像新在我们当心里面更新。
And they never fail.
他们从来不会失败。
Great is your faithfulness.
你的恩典是多么的伟大。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们应用主耶稣的名来求。
That you would stir up within each one of us.
你在我们每一个人的心里面你做工。
A holy passion for your gospel.
为你的福音我们有激起我们这样的热心。
We thank you for the examples you have given us.
我们谢谢你给我们立的这一切的榜样。
People that have sacrificed greatly so we can enjoy our faith.
他们为着你的福音做了这样大的牺牲，所以我们能够来接受。
Help us to see the reward beyond the sacrifice.
帮助我们来接受这超过一切的牺牲所做的恩典。
As Jesus saw joy after the cross,
正像主耶稣他看到十字架上的喜乐。
Thank you for this time of worship.
谢谢你给我们这样的敬拜的时间。
May we never take it for granted.
让我们一定不要你所认为这是理所当然。
For we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.